More than 10,000 plainclothes and uniformed police are on duty across the Ghanaian capital, Accra, to maintain security during the president's visit. Mr. Obama meets with President John Atta Mills Friday after an official welcome at the airport. They're joined for breakfast Saturday by former Ghanaian leaders John Kufuor and Jerry Rawlings. Ghana has had five successful democratic elections since 1992. President Obama says he's making Ghana his first stop in sub-Saharan Africa because he wants to highlight the achievements of stable countries that are governed well, where leadership is accountable to the people and institutions are stronger than any one person. Betty Mould Idrisu is Ghana's justice minister.
Ghana is a bastion of good governance. And he realizes that there are certain shocks to a system, you know, and that we have some way to go before we can embed it completely within our culture.
She says Ghana hopes President Obama's visit will help strengthen justice and good governance.
We're not looking for handouts. We're looking for assistance to help our people. And when our country is able to, you know, go forward appropriately, I think that it will be of benefit to America as well, to have a strong ally and a prosperous country in Africa.
There had been high expectations for President Obama addressing thousands of Ghanaians at the nation's Independence Square, but the start of the rainy season has moved that speech indoors to a conference center. Mr. Obama and his family will then visit Cape Coast Castle, from where slaves were shipped across the Atlantic to the Americas for nearly 300 years. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Accra.